Hey church, welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. This is Luke for the week of March 31st, which was Easter. And what an incredible opportunity we get to worship together and to celebrate all that Jesus has done. Today, before we pray, let's spend some time in worship to prepare our hearts and, of course, give glory where it's due.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? And I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Oh, the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, He has ransomed me. Oh, His grace was deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died. Yes, He died for me.
Come on, church, sing it!
Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place.
Church, I don't know who of you needs to hear that this morning, but I want to proclaim that over you this morning. You need to realize and know in the core of your being that you have been bought and paid for, that you have been adopted and called a son or daughter of the Father. So this morning, wherever you are at, if you can just close your eyes right now, If you could just see the face of the Father looking at you, what you should be seeing is adoration. What you should be seeing right in this moment is pure and endless love for you and all that you are. Can we sing that again this morning? Can we proclaim that over our families, all over our home, that you are who He says you are? Let's do it this morning. Let's sing it.
Love sets free. Who is free indeed? I'm the child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm the child. Why I'm chosen, not forsaken. Yes, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Oh, I am who you say I am. Why I'm chosen, not forsaken. Oh, oh, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am.
Sing it.
Who the sun sets free, who is free and deep. I'm the child of God. Yes, I.
This month in April, we have a team of adults from our church going to Slovakia to be working with the Roma people, with Pastor Marek and his team there. They are going to be doing a bunch of building and ministering with their church. So can we spend some time praying for them, for the Lord's provision, for His protection, and as they go, just for divine opportunities that they can be ministering to people wholeheartedly and in such an authentic way as we send them out from our church. I'll pray and then I'll give you a chance to pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to minister with Pastor Marek and his team. Lord, we just pray, God, that all those who are going, for the team lead, Michael Perks Sr., Lord, we just pray for your protection on them, God, for your provision in all things. Give them energy, Father, just as they are connecting. Father, fill them with your compassion, with your love for people, as they're able to minister in deep, deep ways. Yes, Lord, just bless them. Bless that whole time, Father, that there wouldn't be any technical hang-ups, logistics with flights or anything like that, Father. Would you just keep them in your hands, surround them with angels and protect them, Father. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Okay, church, let's spend a couple minutes praying for the Slovakia team. Next month, on the 3rd and 4th, we have the Propel Conference happening here at the church. This is a mobilization conference that calls our people and people from surrounding churches, the Big C Church, into deeper ways how they can be serving the Lord right in front of them. So can we just be spending these weeks, let's just spend one of the chunks in the prayer podcast praying into the Propel Conference for those who need to attend, for all the details surrounding the conference, that it goes well, and obviously just for the Lord's anointing. So let's pray for those things. Let me pray, and then of course, like we always do, I'll give it to you to spend some time. Father, again, we thank you for a church that has a heart for this ministry. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, where people are able to come and learn and be raised up, Father, with such amazing, insightful speakers, Lord, for like Daniel Strickland, our own Pastor Mike, Father. We just pray, Father, that you just anoint this conference, Father. We pray, Lord, that for people who are who may not even know that it's happening, Lord, that they will find out, that they will hear through however you would have them hear, God, to make their way and to register for this this weekend, Lord. We just pray, God, for all the details surrounding this conference. God, would you be in it? Would you be in all of the details? Would you cover it? Would you anoint it? So this conference can be a powerful time of mobilization for your people here. Yes, Jesus. Okay, church, would you spend a couple minutes praying for the Propel Conference? Another thing we like to do here at the Prayer Podcast is pray for you, that the Lord would highlight people in your life that he's brought into for, one, the gospel to be speak to, two, just for prayer and for healing, that they would be highlighted in your heart and mind right now, that you could pray into opportunity to be ministering to them. So let me pray for you, and then you can pray for them. Father, I just thank you for our listener right now. Thank you for the people in our church who are investing time into this podcast and investing these moments where they can connect with you, where they can connect in prayer, Father. I just pray, God, that you would highlight in their mind specific people or a person, Lord, that you've brought into their life for them to be ministering to intentionally, that your work is happening in that person's heart and in their mind, and you have brought our people into their life to connect with them, to connect with you, Father. So I just pray, Lord, for a clear picture to come to the mind of our listener right now, Lord, that they would in turn just experience that burning sensation to be praying for that person, to be ministering to that person. So Father, have your way, that your will be done in this moment right now, Father. Holy Spirit, speak, open ears, open hearts so that they can hear and see what you're doing. In your name we pray. Okay, church, you just spend some time, even just take a minute to think, who is the Lord bringing to your mind right now, and then spend a couple minutes praying for them. Amen and amen. Thanks again for joining us this week. We will see you next time on the Prayer Podcast. Bless you.